Everyone, so glad you're here tonight. Personally, one of my favorite gatherings that we have. We just have a family meeting and we talk about what God's done for us. And if you've been to Living Water for very long, we always, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, God asked me the question years ago, probably, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and asked me, I was in prayer, and he asked me if I only answered one of your requests, what would it be? And it's amazing how priorities change when you approach it that way. All of a sudden, a record deal wasn't as important. A promotion wasn't as important. So that taught me something about prayer, and ever since then we have been doing that collectively as a church. So if it's your first time joining us in this, here's the way it works. If God could answer one prayer for you, what would you want it to be? And there's no right or wrong answers. There's no big, little, doesn't matter. It could be something simple. It could be, God move that mountain. And we write them down, and you get a copy of it so that you can be praying not only for yours but for everyone else's. What I love about this is, and I've kept them for all the years that we've done it, and I start going through them in early November. It's amazing how many prayers have been answered. Maybe not that year, but as the years go by, it's amazing how many prayers have been answered. There have been nights when we've done this and the request was answered the same night. And there's been some where people have had the same request for 5 years. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Never give up. Never fail, never falter. So we're going to get into that, of course. And but I want to read Psalm 100, if I could. There's just a ton of. If you've got a favorite verse that deals with giving thanks or gratitude, get that ready, look that up, because I want to hear what yours is. I want to read Psalm 100, if I may. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I could turn stuff off, I guess. This is a Ben update. Hold on a sec, please. For those of you that didn't know, Ben Sparks had surgery, and we're being asked to pray for him. He is experiencing some pain and potential complications. Let's just pray for him right now, if we would. God, I thank you so much for your grace and mercy, for your healing touch. Lord, we lift up our brother Ben to you. God, I ask that you would just be with him. Touch his heart, touch his... God, just take your hand and touch right where it hurts. Right where he's experiencing pain, God, just pull him close to you, God, as he is God, expecting to go home, and undoubtedly this is very discouraging given it's the holiday. God, I pray you would encourage him. Use us to encourage him. Lord, I pray you would heal his wound quickly. We thank you, God, that the biopsy came back and it was not cancerous. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. But God, we don't want our brother to hurt. I ask you to touch him, and we will settle for nothing less. And we say it on the authority of your Son, Jesus' powerful name. Amen and amen. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 100. Do you have a favorite thankful verse that you would like to share? Anybody? Feel free. I love to hear what moves you. Anybody? Well, then let's before we jump into this, I would like to hear from you. What are you thankful for? And you're like, man, the list is way too long. I get it. I'm with you. I have so much to be thankful for every Thanksgiving. Miss Kim started a tradition with our family, probably the only tradition, Candace, that has lasted more than a year. Yeah, we change it up a lot at the Burke House. I don't. Others do, and I have to go along with it. And she has this box, Thanksgiving box, and of course, she decorated it, and she pulls it out, and we want to put something in there. Through the course of the year, something that represents something that we are very, very thankful for. And K Kim and I were talking about it last night. Tomorrow we're going to have to do that. We get to do that. I'm making this sound like she's cracking the whip on us. That's not the case at all. We're happy to do it. But we were talking about it last night, and sometimes we'll go through it from years ago, last night we just realized we are so blessed. We are so blessed. We as a church are so blessed. The love in this church is, and I'm not saying it because I'm the pastor. I've said it before. If God had me step down and do something else tomorrow, I would still come to this church because I believe God is moving here. And we are so blessed as a church. God is doing something that I don't fully understand yet, but it's not time to understand it. It's time for us to prepare, hence the subjects we've been teaching on. But we're like, man, what? She's like, don't forget your thing for the box. I don't even know where to start this year. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful that he brought me out of a very dark place into his light, and I'm thankful that he was with me the whole time. I'm thankful for my family, for my church. But you better have something come Thanksgiving, something that represents all that. Candace accuses me of just figuring out ways. I usually either have a little church or it's usually a mom. Yeah, it's like, or my dog. Yeah, yeah. When my parents passed, my mother passed 2 months later, my daddy passed, my dog was my therapist. Hard to explain, but she helped me get through a lot. So I was very thankful for her that year, that's for sure. What are you thankful for? What's God done? I mean,
I'm thankful for Jesus.
Amen, man.
Saved my marriage.
Amen.
Saved my life.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, man. What a beautiful picture of grace and mercy. You should be thankful for that. Yeah. Who else? Praise the Lord. What are you thankful for? Hard to pick one, isn't it? I'll give you two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this year we get to spend it together, all of us.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about that division.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful for that.
Amen. It's nothing short of a miracle. Nah, legit, man. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. What else? What's he done for you? We'll get to your big prayer request in a minute, but man, right now let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What?
Today I started a new job and I've been unemployed for 6.5 months.
Today you started? Awesome.
Today. And it's not just a job.
Yeah.
And had I been presented with this opportunity when I was still working, I might have turned it down because I had so much money.
Yeah, yeah, right. Sure, sure.
And I'm able to give back to the community and the children, and I'm just so blessed.
Amen.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord, yeah. Thankful for your job. That's awesome. Who else?
I'm thankful for God just giving us restoration
pray that my husband will come back to church, and he's going to preside.
Yeah.
And he's having his family over at my house tomorrow for Thanksgiving, and that's another relationship that God's restored.
It's awesome.
So just grateful.
Praise the Lord, man. That's awesome. What this does for me, it just encourages me to not give up praying for something. You prayed long and hard that he would come to church and get into church, and now we couldn't get rid of him if we wanted to.
Now he wants to be voluntold.
And you ain't afraid to voluntell him. What else, man? What are you thankful for? God's favor?
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness. Oh, man. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I didn't know what was going to happen from one day to the next. And I just, out of the blue, I would, you know, it was during a time when my husband and I would walk away from the church.
Sure.
I was kind of still seeking, trying to find a place. And he didn't really want to have to do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows where I'm at.
Yeah.
Just let me do this.
Amen.
To let me know I'm thankful for this church.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for you and Ken and everybody who has supported me. We just felt like home.
Oh, we're thankful for you guys, man. You're a blessing to us. Yeah, you can't get away from God as hard as we try. Yeah. I'll make my bed in hell. There you are. I love that verse. He's trying to use metaphors and analogies of different ways. It don't matter where you go, north, south, east, west. You can try to hide, and you'll have an Adam moment. He knows where you're at, and he knows where you need to be. He knows where you need to go. And I always tell people, if you'll just stop running, you'll get the answers that you've been looking for and waiting for. Because I believe God's not silent. I believe we're not listening. I firmly believe that. What else? What are you thankful for?
Along those lines, I'm thankful that God's will is much bigger than our dreams.
Amen. God's will is much bigger than our dreams. Trademark, t-shirt. God's will is much bigger than our dreams. That's beautiful. I'm thankful. Yeah. You're the favorite for so far.
I'll make sure that that's, somewhere on Facebook at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that wisdom.
Else, what are you thankful for? Lana?
Jeff, every day God does something to bless me, and I'm so thankful for it.
Amen.
Specific things this year that earlier in the year in March, God spared my mother, she's 80. She had two dislocations and a hip replacement.
Mm.
And she had to live with us for 3.5 months.
Mm. Amen.
She wants to be independent. She wants to live by herself, and now she's doing that.
That's awesome.
I'm thankful for it, and I'm thankful that God gave Kevin a job that he really enjoys.
Amen. Yeah.
And that he finds satisfaction in. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like he's worth something.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't even know how to describe it. Just it's satisfying.
Yeah.
We all have to work, but it's good when you do something that you enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, he's totally different. Yeah.
And then today, God worked a financial miracle for Tom and I.
Amen.
In my verse that I wanted to say first, but I didn't, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done.
Amen.
I always wanted to be able to tell what God has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think it makes God's heart happy when we give him thanks. I say that because I know he hates complaining. You say, God doesn't hate complaining. Well, tell a whole generation of people that he wiped off the map. then he owes them a big apology. my bad. Who else are we thankful for? Anybody?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much.
Well, give me one.
First, I found three Hebrew names of God that meant so much to me.
Okay.
And in every single Hebrew name that I found, it all boils down to El Emanah. It's like, he who is faithful.
Amen. Yeah, I think so too. Amen. He is amazing. If God could answer one prayer request, if there was one thing you could ask God for, what would it be? Because that question stopped me dead in my tracks as I was praying, because I realized, not that what I was praying for God didn't care about, but sometimes we can miss the big picture because we're overly concerned with what's right in front of us. And with a kingdom mindset, with the desire to bring God's culture, heaven, to earth, we've got to see farther than, you know, this month's rent, and I'm not saying as we all got things we got to meet, man. I get it, but there's a bigger picture than that. And we know he's going to answer more, but there's going to be one thing that your church family is going to be praying, agreeing with you on, and you're going to see it answered. Maybe not right now, but you will, because as we've heard, God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. So, that being said, I read through this list again, and I can tell you that God has been incredibly faithful, and I won't read everybody's, but Miss Michelle's request was that just that Living Water Dayton would be one mind, one accord, no offenses, have each other's back spiritually and physically, but just that we would be united. And this Sunday is our anniversary Sunday, and I prayed and prayed and prayed and fasted, and I asked God. I said, God, we're right in the middle of this community series, and I'm learning from it. I'm growing from it. You know, I was just thanking Him for that. I said, What do you want me to tell your people on a Sunday where it's kind of like New Year's? You hit a big restart button, right? It's like whatever you didn't get to do or whatever, you got a whole year in front of you. That's the way I approach Sunday coming up. I said, what do you want me to communicate to your people? And it was so clear. And he said, unity. And he began to remind me of why I started Living Water 18 years ago. And it was two reasons. One, that we were going to be, and I'm not saying maybe. I'm saying what God said, and God didn't tell me maybe. God said we would, that He would give us the nations because we would be the hub for revival, all for His glory. I'm not trying to build a kingdom here. All for His glory. We would be a hub where revival would spark and revival would spread. I still believe it. I've seen it, and I've seen it get extinguished. And as a pastor, that's heartbreaking. But also, not just a hub for revival. He called me to tell the rest of the story. When I asked Him what He wanted me to preach, He said, unity, because you will never see revival until everybody is like-minded and in one accord. All through the scriptures you see specifically in the book of Acts the presence of God and how it's manifested, you know, tongues of fire, rushing wind, the beautiful poetic descriptions. And we desire that presence, and we pray for the presence so that we can have unity. Yes? Well, unfortunately, it's the other way around. You must have unity before you'll have His presence. Every time something happened that was mind-blowing to the people, where God did something through, be it through nature or be it through a follower of Christ or whatever, it was, there were always a group of people that were all pointing in the same direction, all saying the same thing, totally different in their personalities, but they were united. And I say that, and I drew attention to Michelle's request because God has told me this week that honestly, this will be it'll be kind of a hard message to swallow, but it will be to me the easiest message I've ever preached, because it is why we exist. So if you ever had a question on why we're here, you're going to hear it Sunday on our 18th anniversary. So I'm in agreement with Michelle. I'm sure she's got another request, but we're going to see that. We're going to see that. I see signs of it now. I really do. God's doing something very unique here. Very, very unique here. And I don't know how to say it other than it scares folks. It scares folks sometimes. I've never had a guest, say two things to me. When I get if they want a contact from the pastor, which is totally cool, if I get a hold of them, they always say two things. And this ain't a preacher statistic. 100% of the time, they say, one, they have never felt more welcome anywhere. They don't know that Heather's my daughter at this point, and they usually say, Heather's, just so welcoming and the whole team. And they always say they've never felt the Spirit of God from the time they came into the room to the time they left, like that Sunday. And then they don't come back. Isn't that interesting? It's because everybody don't want revival. But those that do need to hang on. Because the fire will fall. In the name of Jesus. If God would answer one, what would it be? Mr. Ryan's going to bring you a microphone when you raise your hand, because I want us all to be able to hear it. If God could answer one, you're like, man, I wish you'd have gave me a warning. No. That's why I waited till 5 o'clock to post something on Facebook. Yeah, right up here in front, Rye. I just said Rye on the podcast. Since you were three.
When you first said that, the only thing that came into my mind was salvation for myself, my family, for anyone who wants it. There's nothing on this earth that I want anymore. That's all I care about. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Salvation is a product of revival. It's not the other way around. So, salvation don't bring revival. Salvation is a result of revival. I so appreciate that heart. Family, friends, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Who else? Just raise your hand. Sabrina? Excuse me. If you could answer one, what would it be, dear?
I want to be more clearly Christ to Alexis. I want to be more mindful of who Jesus is when I am talking with Alexis and disciplining her and teaching her and instructing her. I want to put Jesus more visible in our household.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Who else? If you only had one. Big John, what'd it be, Bob?
Well, let's see. I knew what was going to happen tonight, so I kind of already had it in mind what it was going to be. But sitting here, God said no. You guys know it's been a rough year for me physically, and my prayer request walking in here was maybe I'll have a year with no pain, knowing I'm getting ready to have another surgery. But as I was sitting here, I was like, this is not about me. As God said, this is about where you need to be. So my prayer was, and you were sitting up there just saying it, is just basically broadening my horizons and bringing more into my life and me being bold enough to just speak to more people.
Amen.
That's basically the unity and what you were going through, what you were talking about earlier. I was sitting here, God was just like, dude, this is not about you.
That's awesome, man. Praying for boldness is dangerous. He'll answer it. Leanne?
Kind of along that note, I actually wrote this down probably as soon as you asked that question. I knew this was coming, but I was having a hard time trying to figure out what was my one thing. And I wrote down to live fearlessly in every part of life.
Yeah.
And kind of goes along with the boldness. So not just in my spiritual walk, but being able to be bold and fearless in every part of, you know, everything that I put my mind to and put my hands to, that I go into it fearlessly.
Amen. Man, we got the creator of the universe on our side. It's a beautiful thing. Daniel wasn't sweating the lions then. Three young dudes wasn't sweating a furnace that was super stoked. I love what they say while Ryan's reading the microphone. I love that story. But the three Hebrew children said, whether he delivers us or not, that's the way I want to live. Whether he answers the prayer the way I want him to or not, it ain't gonna change what I do. What I'm gonna do is live fearlessly and boldly and pray for salvations and unleash the truth in your house. Yeah, bro, go on, man.
So I'm sitting here basically telling myself, no, don't do this. Because he's been telling me the whole time that I need to quit fighting and let him move and
Amen.
Do what he wants me to do and not do what I want to do.
Yeah, buddy.
So I guess, however you could put that in a prayer, that would be my prayer, to just get out the way and let him move.
Amen.
And for the Browns to beat the Bengals Sunday.
Oh, that's so funny. That's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to lay hands on him after this, though. There goes our unity. Hey, Jeff, what split your church?
Football.
It's right. That's right. And neither one of them are very good. You know, while he's bringing the mic up, what an amazing... What an amazing thought. Just linger on that for just a second. To get out of the way and let God do whatever he wants. I'm a student of revival. I say that humbly. All I mean by that is I love to study revivals of yesterday, and every time a revival would get rolling, and I mean, cities would change, bars would turn into churches, I mean, literally, Azusa Street, I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. You don't hear them still motoring forward today, and every single one of them, you see evidence of it, but every single one of them was stopped because a man or a woman got in the way of the revival. They had a great idea. I got an idea. Let's do, I got a better idea. Let's not do nothing until God says, do it. That's a powerful request. It really is, man. Justin?
My prayer would be to be 100% consistent with trust in the Lord. You kind of lose, I have lost sight with the small things that I desperately need help with because I was looking for that next big thing to be done. Because let's face it, there's pretty substantial things that have happened in a year.
Yeah.
But I'm still struggling with the trust with the small things that we know build up into large things. So yeah. Trusting with absolutely everything, without falter.
Amen. Comma. I believe you mean that with all your heart, bro. I really, really do. I also believe for a split second, you started to say something of what it was you need to trust him in. And I felt in my spirit that the enemy snatched that out of your mouth. So demonstrate trust and call it out. Guardrails?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the rumble strips. And I cannot do it alone, obviously. So the thing that I picked up out of that sermon was tell somebody. And
Sure.
What I'm free is not selfish. It rips houses apart. It rips families.
Amen.
And it was admitting that that has been an issue. And, it felt good, to obviously, to be able to do that. But I mean, it put into revelation that I cannot do it alone. And that's what it was. I was not trusting with the Lord with that. And He just gave me a new life. Monumental. But it blinded me with trusting in Him that He can save me from that addiction. It's out of humility, man. It's...
Come here, Bob. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
I pray in the power, the name of the Lord Jesus, who rose from the dead, who conquered death, hell, and the grave. We call on that name, God. And I just ask you, Lord Jesus, you have empowered us with the Spirit of the living God. And we command and demand the spirit of pornography to flee from this man, unchain this man. The shackles are going to fall in Jesus' name. He will feel free. He will live free. The temptations will come and they will not even be considered because he's a free man and he is now a bondservant of Jesus Christ. And we will not settle for back sets. We will not settle for a peak. We will not settle for casual soft core. We will not settle for looking at anything that would cause us to go one step and take one click too far. In the name of Jesus, this is over. In the name of Jesus, this is gone. You are released from the chains of pornography. You are released from the power that that sin has over men and women. You are released from it. You now must walk in it. Lord God, I pray for power and strength. God, give him the courage to be honest. Give him the courage to stand. I thank you, God, that he had the wherewithal to know he could not let you pass by this time. He must declare what it was that was holding him back. And Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? And Justin says, yes. So in the name of Jesus, heal this man from the disease and the cancer that is pornography. In the name of Jesus, be free, be clean, and be pure going forward. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Give God praise in this house. Okay. All right now. All right. Do you have the software on your computer that you need to?
It's on my phone.
Who gets the emails? Yeah, I'm talking about filters, because you can get around that, man. I've been down that road. Okay, so I'm gonna give you software that you put on your computer, and then whomever you choose, whether it be Ryan, your wife, whomever, Rob, whoever, me, I don't care. You cannot go to any place, any site that is remotely inappropriate without me being notified. You're like, why are you trying to micromanage? Because pornography will kill you.
play it through. Think it through. Play it forward. Man, ain't nothing but death at the end of that road, man. There ain't nothing but broken hearts. There ain't nothing but your wife looking at you wondering why she ain't enough when she is. You got, if you don't break this generational chain, your sons, your sons will walk in the steps of their daddy. That's what God used to draw me to him. He asked me on February the 21st, 1983, he asked me, do you want your son to know you're a liar? Because I knew how to do church, man. But I wasn't saved. And he mimicked every move I made. And he said, do you want your son to know you're a liar? I said, no, God. He said, then quit lying. And he drew me to him. And when I went forward, my boy went forward. He was only 2, maybe. This is bigger than you, man. If you leave here and you ain't got at least 3 dudes that you've talked to that you can call 24/7, tomorrow you're going to have the software you need to download on every device you have. It's free, man. It's free. Because we're going to stand around you. Because, see, you're in Christ. And Christ is in God. Well, you're in Christ, but so are we. So we're surrounding you. Jesus surrounds us, and God surrounds him. The devil ain't got a snowball's chance in hell of getting to you unless you become a coward. And you're not. You're a man of God with a call on your life. Yes. Yes. You know it. Stop running from it. I love you. Took courage, man. I just give God another shout of praise. Prayer requests. See, that's how you get revival moving. One person owning their sin at a time. Here's, I gotta say this. Hey, Rob, we're gonna continue this next Wednesday, okay? All right? So y'all gotta come back. Because I feel like we're here for such a time as this. Here's the thing. I'll give you a biblical example, and I'll give you a natural example, okay? David was hiding in a cave. He had to get his act together. He had to collect his thoughts. He was running from Saul. He's running from a bunch of people. He was in a cave. When he comes out of the cave, he's commanded to call out the enemy from their cave. You can't kill something that you keep hidden. You call the enemy out so that you can kill it, so that the power of the blood of Jesus Christ can annihilate it.
Yes.
But as long as you keep it hidden, it destroys you from the inside. But when you call it out, you can deal with it. You're like, well, God already knows it. Can't he deal with it? There's no accountability there. There's really no repentance there. You're sorry. You hate it. You feel bad about it. It stinks getting caught. But you got to call them out. If you been here long, you've heard me use this example because, you know, you see a lot of things in 56 years growing up in West Dayton. I grew up on Hoover Avenue. If there is a robber that, a thief that is robbing I'll use a gas station, for example. If he is in there and he's got everybody intimidated and he's got his mask on and he's taken what he wants and he is literally in control of the situation. He takes what he wants. He does what he wants. He comes in when he wants and he goes where he wants once he gets in. And once he gets what he wants and leaves you alone for a minute, he's going to come back. That's why you read all the time, oh, this is the third time we got robbed. Well, that's stupid. I hate that for you, but that's three times, really? So when that enemy is in there and you are being robbed of the life that God gave you, the abundant life overflowing, the thief comes to But Jesus said, I have come to give you life, but not just life, life overflowing, life abundantly. When that thief begins to flee, if you rip off his mask, you've rendered him powerless. Because now everybody knows who he is. So now it's not just the guy behind the counter peeing his pants from fear that's up against the guy. Now you've got an entire community that goes, I know who you are, and we're all going to come against you. That's what you just witnessed tonight. The mask was taken off, and now a community is going to fight the enemy that you've been trying to fight by yourself. And since it's not my first day, I would bet that there's more than one in here that probably needs to make a couple of public declarations of their sin. But that's between you and God. And thankfully, Justin trusts me, and he knows I would do nothing for the sake of embarrassment or a laugh. You know, I seen the enemy snatch that out of your mouth. You knew you needed to say it, but you almost let him get away with one. Not today. Not today. Not today. You know what? I don't think I've ever moved our traditional Thanksgiving prayer request night for another time, but we'll do it next week. Maybe that's the plan anyway. But do you know God's here right now? He's yes. You sense Jesus here right now. I believe with all of my heart. It's 8:11. If you got to, I ain't holding anybody hostage. If you need to go get your kid or whatever, I get it. But God has said to me that there's somebody else that needs to be set free. And I want to just caution you to not think you can do it on your own, because my next smart aleck question is going to be, how's that working for you? And it's working fine for a little while, and it's 3 forward and 2 back. Am I right or am I? Yeah. So why don't you call it out of the cave? Yeah, it is a trust issue with God, but it's so much more than that. It's not just a trust issue with God, it's your own personal discipline. It's realizing the blood of Jesus is stronger than any stronghold any of us could possibly get ourselves into. And I just believe that somebody else needs to be set free tonight, or start on the path of being set free. I ain't going to drag this out. I'm of the school, when you know that God is near and you know that Jesus is in the room and the Spirit is moving, I don't understand why people would wait. But I also know that sometimes it can be difficult. So I will pause long enough to give somebody who's got the courage to stand to their feet and declare what they need and what it is that's holding them back. I'll pause long enough for that, but I ain't going to beg anybody.
What?
It's out. It's not in the dark anymore. So it's free. Ladies, I want you to come and pray with me. Come on. If you know the power of Jesus, come on. So what just happened was she just ripped the mask off of the sin of alcohol and the sin of entertaining men. We're all big boys and girls. We know what we're talking about here. Nobody here is going to throw stones. Ain't nobody here judging anybody. Satan, I need to put you on notice in the name of Jesus. You're about to lose one right now. You're about to lose a pawn that you've been using. You're about to lose this young lady. You can't use her anymore, because right now the blood of Jesus is going to set her free. And in the name of Jesus, I just pray, God, that you would just, God, just come right now, that she would feel you from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. God, break the chains. God, whatever it is inside of her that feels like she needs to do this, God, you fill that hole. You fill that void. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that, God, you would be that what she is seeking. She is the daughter of the King.
Yes.
She is your princess. She is worth the life of your son. She is valuable. She is everything to you. And God, she don't need the arms of a stranger. She doesn't need the lust from another man. God, what she needs is to once and for all give all of her to all of you. And God, she will never, ever be alone again, because you promised, God, that you would never leave or forsake. So in the name of Jesus, oh God, I feel you in this place. In the name of Jesus, the unchangeable, powerful, unstoppable name of Jesus, we declare this. We declare the sin of fornication, the sin, God, of drinking, God, of alcoholism, Lord, that will get into us and we think we can handle it. We can't handle crap. We can't handle anything without Jesus. So God, I pray that right now she would let it go. She would make a conscious decision that she doesn't need that. Take the taste out of her mouth. I pray, Lord Jesus, that this very smell of alcohol would cause her to throw up in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that when she is tempted to go with another man for entertainment, I pray, Lord God, that you would do whatever it takes to cause a division there, that could not happen. God, you do what you need to do. But Lord, we are going to stand with her. We will take the calls in the night. We will come. We will pick her up. God, we will do what we need to do. We'll lay across the doorway at a bar. We'll stack ourselves up, Lord, till she can't get in. Lord, they can throw us in jail, but we're going to keep her out of hell in the name of Jesus. We come united. We stand with her. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, that she would feel your forgiveness. God, that she would feel your forgiveness. God, that she would feel it from the top of her head, Lord. That oil would run down. Oh, God, that it would run down. May she feel it right now, God, as it slowly covers her, God, as it moves down across her torso, Lord, across her legs and to her feet, Lord Jesus. Let her know that the Spirit of God is here. Let her know that the Spirit of God has set her free once and for all. She comes with a repentant spirit, Lord. And God, you promised if we confess our sins, you will forgive us of our sins. So Lord, today she is now not the same as she was when she came in. She's delivered. She's free. You chased her and she finally stopped. And you now are able to overwhelm her with your blessings and with your love. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, just worship him in this place. God, we bless your name. We lift you up. You alone are worthy. God, we thank you for what you're doing in here today. Oh, God, are you free tonight? Are you free? 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 Are you free?
I am.
Do you receive it?
I do.
You receive it. You don't. You let
Let Jesus fill those holes.
I am good enough.
You are. You're enough. You're enough. You don't need alcohol to dull your pain. You don't need alcohol to do that. You need Jesus. David said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. And we're going to stand with you. We're going to hold your arms up. You're worth the life. Son of the King, the Creator of the universe. You don't need another man sweet talking you and lying to you. No. Read what Jesus says about you. Read what God says about you. Because that's truth. He's a good, good father. And you have been set free. And it's a beautiful thing. Just worship him. His mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
God, we rebuke the spirit of alcohol. We rebuke the spirit of lust. We rebuke the spirit that causes us to feel unworthy. Oh, you've not given us the spirit of intimidation or timidity or fear. Oh, you've given us power. You've given us a strong and sober mind that we can think clearly, make good decisions. God, we take our thoughts captive and we declare tonight, God, that you alone are worthy of our praise. You alone are worthy. God, we offer ourselves a living sacrifice. And we give ourselves to you. Oh, but do you just sense the peace in this room? Ten minutes ago, she wrestled with the courage to stand. But she kicked Satan in the face and went ahead and stood.
Yeah.
I wonder if you ask her right now if it was worth it. Yeah. I wonder if you ask Justin right now, was it worth revealing that dark place? He's going to say yes 1,000 times over. The churches became a place, unfortunately, where good people come to hide. Well, living water, we don't do well with that. Because there's a little word on the door when you came in called authenticity that demands action. And we'll accept you exactly how you are. And we're going to love you so much that we're going to get on your nerves. But we aren't going to stop what God wants to do. That's how unity begins.
You know what? I don't want to. I don't want to be tethered to a bunch of fakes.
Yes.
Right. I don't want to be tethered to a bunch of masked people. No, man, I'm too old. I'm too tired. Yeah, I don't want to be tethered to faith. That's not unity. No, man, I want to. God ain't looking for perfection. He's looking for people that are willing to stand and say, you know what? I got an enemy in a cave, and he's pestering the junk out of me, and I'm going to call him out, and we're going to cut his dang head off. That's why we're here. Satan's so mad right now. He's gonna.
Take that, Satan.
You're right. Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. He already knows he's lost. So he's just going to do everything he can. He's pulled out all the stops if you ain't noticed. If you listen to that whole podcast, Justin, and I'm sure you did, you'll hear me say, and it's a true story. My daughter's here. She'll testify to it. My wife has my blessing and my permission to, at any time, I don't care where we are, I don't care if we could be with authority figures, it doesn't matter. She has the right to put her hand over my eyes of anything that is inappropriate for me to see. That's trust. It's trust. And it's not because of her self-consciousness and not feeling self-worth. It's her protecting her husband who's been called to bring change. Just like you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And well, that'd be all of us. It's been good to be in God's house.
Yes.
Yeah. I believe there's two more. Here's what God's told me to do. There's two more that and I'm just gonna ask you once before you leave this room. Find somebody you trust. Tell them. Just ask them to pray. And the next time we meet, you're going to have the courage to proclaim it openly and give God praise for what He has done in a week. He will make up the years the locusts have eaten from you. Candace, pray for us. Be dismissed. You do whatever you got to do. Stay as long as you got to stay. Last one out turns out the light and locks the door. Pray, Candace.